High School Bible Drill, Cycle 1, King James Version, What We Believe. What does the Bible say about the Sabbath? Genesis 2, 2 and 3. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. What does the Bible say about the Sabbath? Genesis 2, 2 and 3.
What does the Bible say about what belongs to the Lord? Leviticus 27, 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Leviticus 27, 30. What does the Bible say about what belongs to the Lord? Leviticus 27, 30.
What does the Bible say about learning God's Word? Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 and 19. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. What does the Bible say about learning God's Word? Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 and 19.
What does the Bible say about God hearing us? Psalms 116, 1 and 2. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Psalms 116, 1 and 2. What does the Bible say about God hearing us? Psalms 116, 1 and 2.
What does the Bible say about the one true God? Jeremiah 10, 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Jeremiah 10, 10. What does the Bible say about the one true God? Jeremiah 10, 10.
What does the Bible say about our future? Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29, 11. What does the Bible say about our future? Jeremiah 29, 11.
What does the Bible say about Christians changing the world? Matthew 5, 13 through 16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. What does the Bible say about Christians changing the world? Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16.
What does the Bible say about what I can offer God? Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. What does the Bible say about what I can offer God? Romans 12, 1 and 2.
What does the Bible say about who will not inherit the kingdom of God? 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, or effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. What does the Bible say about who will not inherit the kingdom of God? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10.
What does the Bible say about the kingdom of God? Colossians 1, 13 through 14. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. What does the Bible say about the kingdom of God? Colossians 1, 13 through 14.